Will everyone in the Missouri Synod please rise for the prayer by our chaplain, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance.
In the first letter to Peter, we hear, God opposes the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. Gracious God, order our steps this day by your teachings and open our hearts by your directing, so we may be about the things that we have been elected to do, and that what we do is done with our conscience clear and our decisions and lives righteous. In your holy name we pray, amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Barnetts, Bartle, Bray, Callahan, Champion, Clemens, Crowell, Cunningham, Days, Dempsey, Engler, Goodman, Green, Griesheimer, Justice, Keviny, Lager, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Nodler, Pierce, Ferguson, Ridgway, Roop, Schaefer, Schmidt, Scott, Shields, Schumeyer, Stouffer, Vogel, Wilson, Wright-Jones,
a quorum is present. The Senate is in session. Secretary, read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, second regular session, second day, Monday, January 11th, 2010. The Senate met pursuant to adjournment, President Kinder in the chair. Reverend Carl Gauck offered the following.
Senator from St. Francois.
Mr. President, I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with, the same being as proved as though having been fully read.
You've heard the motion. As many as are the opinion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Reading is dispensed with. Introduction of guests. Senator from 14th.
Left, seated on the side here. Dr. Wiesbart works at Express Scripts. I'm joining the senator from the 24th in welcoming him to the Senate again this year. He is serving as our doctor of the day, so if you have any issues, you know how to get in touch with him. But we're so pleased to have him. He's continued to come each and every year, and we thank him for his support, and I'd like for the body to make him feel welcome.
Let's all welcome the doctor of the day. Senator from Green.
President, I have two guests I'd like the body to meet. On your left, I have two new staff members. The pretty one is my new intern. She is Michelle Pinch. She lives in St. Charles. She's a senior in communications at Missouri State. With Michelle is my new chief of staff, Randy Wright. His background is in media productions. And I'm very pleased to have both of them on staff and would like everybody to get acquainted with.
We're delighted to welcome the two guests of the Senator from Green. Introductions. Senator from 7th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two guests to introduce. I see that they're not yet on the floor, but I'm going to introduce them anyway.
Kind of noisy in here. Hold it down.
Thank you, Mr. President. This is a bit of a strange introduction since they're not yet on the floor, but they may come in while I'm introducing them. One is a special visitor to the Capitol today who will be giving us a Senate seminar on the fair tax. His name is Dr. Arthur Laffer. Many of you know Dr. Laffer. He was the chief economist at OMB when it was first formed. He also was the author of Jerry Brown's flat tax. He also served President Reagan as the President's Economic Advisory Board, and he is with us today. As I said, I hope he walks in while I'm still talking. With him is Dr. Joe Haslig. I'm pleased to let you know that he is the Kenneth Lay Professor at the University of Missouri. They will be with us today, and I'm sorry they're not actually on the floor, but maybe when they come in, they'll wave and you'll see them. And I do encourage you to come to their training for us in the Senate seminar starting right after session. Thank you, Mr. President.
We're delighted to have those two distinguished economists here. Further introductions, Senator from Buchanan.
Actually, Mr. President, this time, can I do a couple referrals? Would refer Senate Concurrent Resolution number 33 and Senate Concurrent Resolution number 34 to the Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics.
So referred, Senator. Introductions. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances. Resolutions. Senator from Saline.
I have a resolution.
Send it forward. Senator, you've sent forward a concurrent resolution?
I'm sorry. Send it back and I'll
do that later. Wait a minute. Are there resolutions? Concurrent resolutions. We have one at the desk. You care to explain it?
This is just a resolution that reinforces what the governor and the leadership of the legislature is, no new taxes. I ask for a waiver of the reading.
Thank you, Senator. It will be printed in the journal. Concurrent resolution. Introduction of bills. Senator from Monroe.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a couple of bills.
Send your bills forward. Read the first bill.
Senate Bill 742, introduced by Senator Schumeyer, an act relating to the MoHealthNet Oversight Committee.
Senator? No explanation necessary.
Read the second bill.
Senate Bill 743, introduced by Senator Schumeyer, an act relating to a property tax for cemetery maintenance.
Senator?
This is just one people have been dying to get to, Mr. President. Thank you.
Introduction of bill. Senator from Howell. We can't hear you, Senator.
Mr. President, I have a bill.
Send your bill forward. Read the bill.
Senate Joint Resolution 29, introduced by Senators Pergeson and Cunningham, an act relating to the revenue neutral replacement of all taxes on income with an amended sales and use tax.
Senator?
Self-explanatory. Thank you, Mr. President.
Introduction of bill. Senator from
I have a bill.
Send your bill forward.
Sir.
Read the bill.
Senate Bill 744, introduced by Senator Pierce, an act relating to the treatment of eating disorders.
Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. The bill deals with eating disorders and providing insurance coverage for those affected by that. Thank you, Mr. President.
Introduction of bill. Senator from 24th.
I have a bill.
Send your bill forward. Read the bill.
Senate Bill 745, introduced by Senator Bray, an act relating to the Missouri Uniform Building Energy Code.
Senator.
Mr. President, this would enable Missouri to join 43 other states that have this green energy code. Thank you.
Introduction to bills. Senator from Franklin.
President, Mr. President, I do have a bill, but I also, after this, need to make a motion. So.
Read the bill.
Senate Senate Bill 746, introduced by Senator Griesheimer, an act relating to billboards.
Senator, care to explain?
No.
And for what other purpose do you seek recognition?
Okay, Mr. President, I need to make a motion for unanimous consent to withdraw Senate Bill 704.
Does any senator object to that unanimous consent request? Seeing none, you have permission to withdraw it, Senator. Senator from the second.
I have four bills, Mr. President.
Send your four bills forward. Read the first bill.
Senate Bill 747, introduced by Senators Roop and Mayer, an act relating to health insurance coverage for elective abortions.
As if the federal government does pass their health insurance thing that they're working on, if there are elected exchanges in Missouri, we're just simply trying to say that abortion coverages will not be offered through those healthcare exchanges. That's what that bill does. And Mr. President, no further explanation on the other three bills.
Read the second bill.
Senate Bill 748, introduced by Senator Roop, an act relating to the forfeiture of collecting non-economic damages for failing to comply with the Motor Vehicle Financial Responsibility Law.
Read the third bill.
Senate Bill 749, introduced by Senator Roop, an act relating to exposure to depleted uranium by members of the military.
Yes, one more.
Read the fourth bill.
Senate Bill 750, introduced by Senator Roop, an act relating to tinted windows.
Introduction of bills, Senator from the first.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two bills.
Send your bills forward. Read the first bill.
Senate Bill 751, introduced by Senator Lemke, an act relating to the designation of a memorial highway.
Read the second bill.
Senate Bill 752, introduced by Senator Lemke, an act relating to a special license plate.
No explanation. Thank you.
Introduction of bills, Senator from 23rd.
Hey, Mr. President. Introduction of bills. I have two bills.
Send your bills forward. Read the first bill.
Senate Bill 753, introduced by Senator Dempsey, an act relating to the investment of certain cemetery trust funds.
No explanation necessary.
Read the second bill.
Senate Bill 754, introduced by Senator Dempsey, an act relating to cemeteries.
No explanation necessary.
Introduction of bills continues. For what purpose to seek recognition, Senator from Dent?
Thank you, Mr. President. Could I ask unanimous consent to introduce some special guests?
Hearing no objection, proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. On my right and your left along the wall here, today we've got the Chamoy Track and Field Pirates. The Pirates took first place at the Missouri State High School Activities Association Class 1 State Meet, and they are led today by their coaches, Jeremy McKay and Kyle Burkett. And the members of this track and field team were John Martellaro, Jason Roast, Josh Kuhn, Tyler Seifert, Tyler Malone, Andrew Mayermert, Christian McComb, Michael Hopkins, Chris Vail, Ethan Hagenoff, Dylan Barnes, Zach Malone, Brady Stone, and Jacob Trashel. And with the managers that they have with them today is Jordan Staley, Thomas Sieg, and David Zhu. Mr. Chairman, or Mr. President, these individuals have been outstanding over this past year in the work that they have provided for the school of Chamoy, and a very proud group of individuals to have at that school. Could this body please
make
them feel
welcome? We're delighted to have the guests of the Senator from Dent from Chamoy here today. Fine-looking group of young people. Introduction of bills. Senator from St. Francis.
Mr. President, could we go to the order of business back to concurrent resolutions, and then I'd like to bring
up concurrent resolutions.
Mr. President, I move that we take up concurrent resolution number one.
You've heard the motion. As many as are of the opinion it shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The resolution is before the body.
Mr. President, I would move for its adoption. This resolution sets up the state of the state.
Does any senator wish to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, the senator is recognized to close.
I close.
The senator renews his motion on adoption of the call the roll.
Senators Barnetts, Bartle, Bray, Callahan, Champion, Clemens, Crowell, Cunningham, Days, Dempsey, Engler, Goodman, Green, Griesheimer, Justice, Keviny, Lager, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Nodler, Pierce, Ferguson, Ridgway, Roop, Schaefer, Schmidt, Scott, Shields, Schumeyer, Stouffer, Vogel, Wilson, Wright-Jones.
Senator from Stoddard. Senator from the second. You are recorded as an aye. Senator from 20th. Senator from Buchanan. Senator from Nottoway. Senator from Dent. Senator from Cape Girardeau. Senator from the 13th, just under the wire. By your vote of 33 ayes, 0 no, you have adopted and passed the concurrent resolution. Senator from the 3rd.
President, I move that we take up House concurrent resolution number 2.
You've heard the motion of the senator from St. Francis. Many as are the opinion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The matter is before the body.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move for its adoption. This sets up the state of the judiciary. I'd be happy to answer any questions. Otherwise, I'd renew my motion.
Does any senator wish to be heard? Senator from the 13th.
Wire.
Does the senator yield for inquiry?
I yield to the late senator from the 13th.
Proceed.
From the what kind of senator from the 13th?
The late. We held off as long as we could.
Do you know you're lucky that I am standing here today?
I'm lucky that you're standing here?
Everyone is.
How's that?
I had a serious, almost a tragic accident on my way home last week.
You did? Where at?
On 70 going east. My car ended up going westbound as a truck was coming on to me. I hit that black ice. Gave me a new outlook on life, can you tell?
Did you use our new cables?
No, but Representative Vogt, who hit the same part of black ice, he did get to meet those cables.
On the way up here, I noticed that there was a break in the cables, or at least part knocked down at least once every mile.
I went home Thursday. I had business still in Jeff City, but there was, I'd say, about every 2-3 miles, there was a car in the median. And it was very worst I've ever driven, but that's not why I'm inquiring. I just wanted to know, with the state of the judiciary, are they going to ask for any money?
I would suspect they will. They always have. Every time I've heard it, it's critical, and they have to have more money. That was always the
state. And I just also, with my new zeal for life, wanted to wish you a good morning, too. Thank you.
Thank you for the inquiry. I'd still renew my motion.
Does any senator wish to be heard? Seeing none, the senator is recognized to close.
I close.
Senator renews his motion on adoption of concurrent resolution number 2. Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Barnes, Bartle, Bray, Callahan, Champion, Clemens, Crowell, Cunningham, Days, Dempsey, Engler, Goodman, Green, Griesheimer, Justice, Kevany, Lager, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Nodler, Pierce, Pergeson, Ridgway, Roop, Schaefer, Schmidt, Scott, Shields, Schumeyer, Stouffer, Vogel, Wilson, Wright Jones.
Senator from the 8th. Senator from St. Clair. Senator from St. Francis.
You know how I was recorded?
As an aye.
As an aye? Okay.
We counted you voting for your own resolution, Senator. Senator from Webster. Senator from Buchanan. By your vote of 33-0, you have adopted the concurrent resolution. We are on the order of business of concurrent resolutions. The senator from St. Francis, sir.
President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
Announcements. I mean, I know you know that. Announcements. The senator from Buchanan.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just a reminder that the Senate seminars will continue in Senate Committee Room Number 2 immediately following adjournment. We had those of you that were there, we had a great discussion about federal health care reform. We're now going to move on to tax policy. Would welcome you. Those are a great opportunity to gain information in a setting that's not like when you have a bill in front of you and have to have people testifying pros and cons. So would welcome you. Please come down. I think you'll find it very interesting.
Further announcements. Senator from St. Francis.
Mr. President, no further business coming before the body. I move the Senate stand adjourned under the rules.
As many as are of the opinion that motion prevails, say aye.